I spoke with a beagle named Bella today who indicated that she had had a birthday. Have you wondered when you bring out the candle and the pet food cake if your pets really understand what's going on? I'm going to talk today about how you can let them know. But first, if you appreciate animal communication, natural pet care, and interviews with experts in the fields of animal care and advocacy, then keep watching. This is the channel for you. And also hit the subscribe button so that you can know about our weekly episodes. Come on, all you doggies, won't you walk with me? I'm the puppet, 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 puppet dog. In the beginning of my animal communication sessions, I like to create a connection that allows the pet parent to understand that I am connecting with their pet. So when I asked Bella to tell me something about herself, she showed me an image of a birthday cake with pink icing, and then she showed me her being taken out on a walk, and she looked kind of perky, and she felt sort of special in this, and she mentioned the color pink again. Well, her mom said, in fact, this was her birthday month, and for her birthday, she did get a pink collar and a pink harness. But the question is, does Bella really understand that it was her birthday, that it was seven years from the time she was born? From what I get from animals, including Bella, they often will understand absolutely that they're having a special experience, that there's this extra love, extra attention, and this is not an ordinary thing, and they feel all of that. However, I don't necessarily always pick up, and didn't necessarily pick up from Bella, that she completely understood why. So there is, however, a way to help animals understand what you're actually doing when you have a birthday party for them. Animals communicate through images and feelings especially. Those are really great ways to communicate with animals in their language. So animals need to be shown what your image of them looks like in order to sort of establish a baseline image for them. I'm going to show in my mind's eye my pet an image of them with me to start with. Now, the initial image helps them to understand that this is about them, and then you're going to show that image shrinking down to little them, to when they were first born. So a little kitten, a little puppy, a little foal, and then you're going to show them doing something that would relate to being that age, maybe being just born and cuddling up to their mother, maybe nursing, getting their legs strong underneath them and trying to walk. Things like that. And the other thing you can do is you can show them an image if they are familiar with a baby or a child, and show them next to little them and make that feeling of connection. You kind of know what that feels like in you, you know, what feeling that is of connection. You could even sort of draw an arrow between the two if you need to help yourself with establishing that connection and helping to convey that to them. Once you've done that, then you're going to bring them back to that image of them being the age that they are now. And then you're going to show them their birthday party. So you might show them their little pet food cake with a candle in it, or the gifts that you're giving them, and all the excitement that goes on with it and the love. If you're not sure that you can do this, believe me, animals pick up on much more than people often think. They're always picking up on our thoughts and our feelings. And for you to concentrate and do this with them is a great way to help them understand what's going on. And if you're still a little unsure that your animal gets the idea that it was their birthday, it doesn't really matter. As long as you are celebrating them and showing them this love, that's all that matters to them. Animals are such pure, loving beings. They really just appreciate that. So let me know below how you celebrate your pet's birthday. And if you'd like to reach me directly at AnnWithAnnie@intuitivetouchanimalcare.com, I am a professional animal communicator, and I'm a certified animal massage and acupressure practitioner. I also do energy work, and I work with essential oils. So please feel free to reach out to me if you have any questions. Thank you so much. Rub my belly. Rub my belly.